About 90 people have handed in firearms at the first buyback in the South, an area where 10% of the population are firearms owners. Southern District's first firearms buyback was held in Mosgiel today, only 20 minutes' drive from the home of the alleged March 15 gunman. Our Otago Southland reporter Timothy Brown was there.
A steady stream of firearms owners made their way to the Tayati Rugby Club on a work day to hand over their guns. Some, like Owen Gibbs, a firearms licence holder of more than 30 years, says the law changes are long overdue.
It's a privilege in this country, not a right as some would think.
And in terms of the government making the call to ban these weapons after March 15,
yes.
What's your feeling on that?
I think they're correct. In fact, I was, I come from Arimoana originally, and I'm right behind it. Okay. Absolutely. That should have been done after Arimoana.
Overdue in your mind?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So while there is a utility to these firearms...
Yes.
The utility doesn't outweigh the danger they can present.
No, particularly in the wrong hands.
Owen Gibbs handed over an SLR, a firearm previously used by the New Zealand military. He says the process was well organised and has this advice to other firearms owners concerned about going to buyback events.
It works really well. I was quite happy with it. Those who are feeling apprehensive, I don't think they should be. Yeah, that's very convenient, quite good.
He wasn't the only one impressed with how the event ran. Former police ministers Michael Woodhouse and Ann Tolley popped in to see how it was all going and were impressed with the process. Among those to hand over firearms was Gore resident Guy Lloyd, who took the 140-kilometre trip north specifically to hand over his two semi-automatic centre-fire rifles.
I came here specifically because I wanted to hand it in as soon as possible, and I'm also going away in September, and the hand-ins are down in the southern part in Southland are in September and November, so I had no choice really. I just wanted to get it done, so it's off my mind.
His only gripe with the process was the hour and a half he waited to get it sorted. But not everyone is pleased to be taking part. Kaitangata hunter Douglas Tiedemann says he has begrudgingly handed over his AK-47 and SKS.
I've come along because the law's changed. I'm not allowed to have those guns, which I'm not happy about.
You're not happy about it?
No, not at all.
But actually, nonetheless, you are here.
The law's changed. We obeyed by the law. I'm not going to become a criminal. I'm not happy about them taking my pig hunting guns, and that's all those guns were for, was for when the pig is in the bail.
Mr. Tiedemann says his firearms kept him safe when hunting larger boars. He says the government has ignored the rights of lawful firearm owners and in the process made pig hunting a more dangerous prospect.
We were walked over. It's like they just changed the law overnight without any caring. It's like a dictatorship. This government doesn't seem to care about due process. I think everybody should be allowed a gun licence unless they have some sort of violent history.
Do you agree that the world, though, has changed since March 15?
No, I don't think that we should all be punished for the actions of one man who wasn't properly, in my mind, vetted.
But Southern District Commander Inspector Paul Basham says police had no issues and he thanked the public for the part they played.
It's important that we acknowledge that these people are coming along looking to do the right thing, even though many of them understandably have, or in some cases, quite a sentimental attachment to what is now a prohibited weapon. So good on them for coming along and engaging as they did.
Mr. Basham says in addition to those taking part in the buyback, six firearms were handed over as part of the amnesty. Two shotguns, two 22 calibre rifles, a handgun and a slug gun. Dunedin will host two more buyback events in the city over the weekend. In Mosgiel, for Checkpoint, Timothy Brown.